is convinced Russia plans to attack Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Biden providing that assessment yesterday.
We believe that they will target Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, a city of 2.8 million innocent people.
An estimated 150,000 Russian troops are stationed around Ukraine's border, and in eastern Ukraine, separatist leaders have ordered a full military mobilization.
The destabilization campaign that we've been told would precede a large-scale invasion for several days has begun. Putin now has 120 to 125 battalion tactical groups amassed along Ukraine's border. All of his special forces are mobilized. His rocket forces and ballistic missile units are within range of the capital.
Fox says Jennifer Griffin, the lines of communication between the U.S. and Russia remain open. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his Russian counterpart have agreed to meet next week. Truckers have started clearing out of Canada's capital after police arrested dozens of demonstrators and towed away vehicles.
We will run this operation 24 hours a day until the residents and community have their entire city back.
Interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell, the crackdown follows weeks of demonstrations against COVID-19 restrictions. Legal action stemming from the demonstration that preceded the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol is moving forward. A judge has ruled that words used by former President Trump were likely words of incitement not protected by the First Amendment. The former president wanted conspiracy lawsuits dismissed. Separately, a federal judge has refused to free the founder of the far-right group Oath Keepers. Stuart Rhodes is behind bars accused of plotting to attack the Capitol. Prosecutors say he poses a clear and convincing danger. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
To the family of a black man shot and killed by police in Minnesota, justice hasn't been served.
Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu tearful as she handed down the sentence of 2 years of which former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter will serve less than 15 months for mistaking her gun for her taser last year and shooting and killing Dante Wright.
Fox says Jeff Manasso, last night dozens of people protested in Minneapolis and in Brooklyn Center. Police confirm at least one store was looted. Police in Wisconsin say a black man injured during an arrest in Madison apparently wasn't armed. The family of Quadrin Wilson says he was shot 5 times earlier this month. Police say Wilson suffered non-life-threatening injuries, but haven't said whether officers shot him. As Russia positions its military around Ukraine, U.S. officials are warning Moscow could also be planning online attacks.
If the U.S. responds to a possible invasion of Ukraine, Russia has the capability to blind American intelligence satellites and prevent us from collecting images of Russian troops we may want to send to the Ukrainians. The U.S. has not yet issued any warning of a cyber threat to American satellites, but the Biden administration admitted it has been preparing since November for a variety of cyber attacks that could target banks, power plants, water treatment facilities, and communications.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. A boost in defense spending could be part of President Biden's budget proposal.
President Biden is asking Congress to approve what would be the biggest defense budget in U.S. history. Reuters is reporting the number is $770 billion.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. The number may sound high, but because of inflation, the Pentagon's purchasing power is diminished. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.